Welcome to The Rich Life Show, the show designed to help you build long-term financial success, achieve peace of mind, and enjoy your life through community, family, and faith. Now, here's your host, Rich Life Advisor, Bo Henderson.
It's time again for the richest hour on the radio, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. We're going to have a great show lined up. There's so much to get to. We are going to be talking about your money, but not just that. All aspects of true wealth, finances, relationships, health, your faith, and so much more. I'm Bo Henderson, financial advisor and master certified success coach, and you're listening to The Rich Life Show. And right off the bat, I want to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Peach State Bank and Trust, American Family Insurance, and We Clean Cleaners. These are businesses out there that support your definition of a rich life and understand that you are the asset. So appreciate it, guys. Thanks for what you do. And as we get going right now, I want to introduce the co-host today is Rich Life Advisor that helps us. He's a Rich Life Real Estate Advisor, and he helps us with real estate. And in particular, he gets involved when I have clients that are interested in investing in real estate. Mr. Jared Garfield, how's it going, Jared?
Great, Bo. How are you doing today?
Doing good. So good to have you.
We're glad to be here.
I'm excited about that. So next segment, we're going to start getting into this conversation about real estate, getting a lot of questions about it. Been hearing a lot about some money actually leaving the market and going towards real estate these days. So I want to get some of your feedback. So look forward to that.
That'll be a lot of fun. The markets are changing a lot, and you have to pay attention to the details of what's going on because it affects your bottom line and affects your pocketbook.
Perfect. So before we do that, let's talk about the question for today. What makes your life rich? Something I love to do every week here on the show is what's going on that makes your life rich. Let's talk about the things that are going right and that are going good in your life. Because we have this tendency to focus on the things we're frustrated about, that we're not happy about, that we can't control. But if we talk about the law of stewardship, what you focus on, you get more of. So why in the world don't we focus on the things that are going right? And here's something I realized today. Talking to a guy that's going through a really hard time right now is that no matter how bad things are, there's always something there, whether it's a person, a family member, a church, it might be that you have a job. There's always something there to be thankful for and to have gratitude about. So let's focus on that. So what is it that makes your life rich? We'd love to hear it right here at North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN, that's 770-535-2911, 1-800-552-WDUN. So let's name it. Let's claim it. What is it going on? Don't keep it a secret. Let's get it out there. Because when you share, one, it blesses you. Two, it blesses our listeners, and it blesses all of us here in the studio, too. So what is it going on that you're thankful for? What's the good stuff in your life? What makes your life rich? And again, if you'd like to call us, you can call us here in the studio. If you have questions, you can find us at Rich Life Advisors on Facebook, Rich Life Advisor on Twitter, and you can always go to richlifeshow.com and ask questions there if you have questions about your money or want to share with it. What is it that makes your life rich? And we already have calls coming in, and it looks like we have Louie from Chicago. So, Louie, you're listening to The Rich Life Show. What's going on in your life? What's the good stuff? What is it that makes your life rich?
Hey, Bo, it's the simple stuff. It's this past week I was fortunate enough to speak to a group of women in a networking group and just share with them the important message of what you're sharing is that the ability to give when you show up to network and you come from a place of service, amazing things will happen.
I love that. So when you show up, so you're, you know, it's a completely different approach to networking from most of what I see out there. You don't show up saying, here's what you can do for me. You show up and say, hey, how can I help you? And then it's amazing how much different results you get.
Yes, sir, without a doubt. And one of the things that I was telling these ladies is it's not about showing up to sell. It's about showing up from a place of what you were talking about, gratitude and appreciation, and asking, how can I be of service? What can I do to benefit you? One of the things I learned recently was a very powerful question in a networking environment is, what's a good referral for you? At that point, you're coming from a place of service and accessing your customers or your friends, relatives, to help serve somebody else.
Perfect. And I love when you bring that attitude to networking, you're actually showing the person, wow, I actually care enough about you to get to know you. And then you might actually earn the right to have the trust to do business with them. So completely different. I love that. So, Lou, what kind of business do you have if you're out there networking?
I've got a collision repair shop. I do collision repair, automotive collision repair.
Very good. So that's kind of, is that your passion or is that just your job?
You know, it's actually my passion. That's what the business physically does. It's my passion to help people through the process of the trauma of having been through the struggle or the fear of having an accident and not knowing what to do with the insurance companies and those kinds of things after the fact.
Well, Lou, I know this is a quick segment that we're doing in a call-in, but I'm pretty sure almost all of our listeners deal with cars in some fashion or other. Most of them have them. So do you have a couple quick tips you want to throw out there?
Sure, Bo, I'd be happy to. I think three things. One of them is the fastest way to lose money is at the scene of the accident. You know, I tell people all the time it's not your job to gather information. That's what the police are there for. I think the second thing I'd tell people, and I think this is in direct alignment with what you talk about in the rich life, is have a conversation with your insurance agent. One of the easiest ways to save money is to raise your deductible. And one of the things I share with driver's ed classes at the high schools is that they can save literally tens of thousands of dollars over the course of their life simply by raising their deductible. Now, as you well know, Bo, one of the things that's important for that is that you have that amount of money in the bank in the event that you have an accident. But long term, you'll save tens of thousands of dollars over the course of your life. And I think the last thing, I'm sure you tell your listeners this on a regular basis, but that's don't buy a new car. New cars depreciate 20% every year for the first 3 years. It's one of the worst investments that people make is buying a new car. So I guess that would be the three things I would say, Bo.
Well, Louis, let me tell you something. You called in. We talked about what made your life rich, and you talked about networking and sharing in your business and what you've done and what you described with your how you approach networking, adding value. You've added value to our listeners today. So thank you for the tips, and I hope when somebody has that kind of mindset, I hope you call back sometime and give us some more tips because, again, these are things that affect everybody. So thanks so much, Louis, and I appreciate it for sharing with us what makes your life rich.
Bo, it's my pleasure, and you guys have a great show.
Okay. Look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks. Okay, so we have more calls. Okay, good. We have Eric calling. So Louis called from Chicago. We have Eric calling from Denver. And Eric Reamer, in promoting the Rich Life book, I've had the opportunity to talk on some different radio shows across the country. And one of my favorites is... It's the most positive business talk show in America. It's the Experience Pros radio show. And one half of the dynamic duo of Eric and Angel there is Eric Reamer. And what they talk about is no matter what business you're in the business of relationships. And Eric, thank you so much for calling into the Rich Life Show. And, you know, I saw something come across the internet today about a grape stomp. And I don't know what's going on, but I know there's a Rich Life story there. So what is it?
Hey, Bo, good to have me on. Thank you for having me on. So happy to be with you today. Before we get to the grape stomp, I got to shout out to Louie there, your last caller. I need to know that, man. I am sitting in the parking lot of one of our radio advertising sponsors, Nylands Collision Center, another body shop who would absolutely mimic what Louie just said. So kudos to him. The thing that you just caught on our Facebook page was Angel and I, the host of the Experience Pros radio show, are going to be at the Water to Wine Stomp Out Cancer Grape Stomp today. And they literally get a bucket full of grapes, and all day long people are coming through. They jump in the bucket. They take off their shoes and socks. They stomp in the grapes. They take that grape juice. By the way, no wine will be drunk out of that bucket, trust me. But then they're going to put their footprints on T-shirts, and the whole thing is a fundraiser for Stomping Out Cancer, benefiting golfersagainstcancer.org. And so far, that organization has generated $22 million to go towards cancer research since 1997.
You know, Eric, what a great thing to do. And we talk about... we talk about a rich life, and we've talked about how it's a lot more than money. I want everybody to have a lot of money in the bank. Believe me, I do. But you're talking about something that's making a difference in these lives, working for this money to donate to cancer, and it sounds like it's going to be a little bit of fun too. So, I mean, how much better could it get?
You're absolutely right, and I think you know, we involve ourselves, as I'm sure you do as well, in so many different organizations. And if I may, just put out a couple others. Stop Child Trafficking Now, stcnow.org. Next week we're going to be doing a 5K walk. That's going on nationally. You guys can get involved where you're at. And of course, you know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month coming up in October. And guys, go get your prostate checked. It's so important.
Eric, I tell you what, I appreciate, you know, I knew, I've done, like I was talking about earlier, I've done a lot of these interviews with the book and promoting out there, but when I came across your show and I talked to you guys, I resonated so strongly with what you guys are doing and what you're about, and I just really appreciate it, and I appreciate you sharing with us today on the show.
Well, God bless you for the opportunity. Sure love what you guys are doing. Go live the rich life.
That's right. Go out there and stomp some grapes. Tell Angel I said hello, please.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Okay, thanks. So, we've had a lot of comments already. What makes your life rich? We'd love to hear it. 770-535-2911, 1-800-552-WDUN. We'll be back with more with Jared Garfield, and we're going to be answering your questions about real estate, money, and whatever else you got on the Rich Life Show. So we went to the break and we had some great shares in the first segment about what it is going on. What's the good stuff? Share the good stuff. Let's talk about the good stuff, because what we focus on, we create more of. So why don't we share what's going right? And we've been talking about what's going on that makes your life rich. Had some great shares from Louie and Eric. Had a couple shares come in on Facebook. Brooke wrote, I have the best job in the world. That makes her life rich. I spent the morning around horses and I'm sitting here in a beautiful farm enjoying the amazing weather and waiting on their clients to come do their lessons. I'm blessed to be able to do what I love. So thank you, Brooke. And Chris wrote, music makes his life rich. It's an activity that he and his son do together. His son plays piano, and it's a love of Chris's. So music makes your life rich. So we talk about a lot of things. It's money. It's been business. It's been relationships so far and a whole lot more. And we're going to be talking to and transitioning to real estate. You know, have a lot of questions about real estate, have been coming up lately, especially investing in real estate, and we're going to be talking with Jared Garfield. But let's get to, we have a caller on the line. We have Larry and Flowery Branch. Larry, what's going on? You have something that makes your life rich, or you have a question for Jared about real estate?
Both. Actually, when you had it on the upbeat then, I was thinking about how great it is to be able to have a good family and to be able to go to the church that I want to be able to go to, and how good I feel about doing those things. And the big rich things in my life, you know, I guess outshadow some of the things that aren't going right. And that was the reason why I was calling in. But, on that note, I've got like a 401k that's not really going anywhere. It's just been kind of going down. And is there anything I can do to transition it or somehow get it into real estate with, because I keep asking people and they keep saying, no, you can't do anything with it.
Well, now that's a good question. And one of the, before I want to let you talk to Jared about this because it's a specifically real estate question, but one of the big things I want to kind of preface is I do believe it makes sense to take a portion of investments and diversify into some of these strategies when it makes sense. But Jared, what do you have to say to that? He's asking, he's got this 401k, it seems, you know, and I see that a lot now, Larry. I see people come in between 2001 and 2008. They've got 401ks that are at the balance they were 10, 11 years ago. So Jared, what do you say to that as a tool to maybe, get some more growth in this environment?
I think there's some questions that a guy like Larry would need to sit down with you on, Bo. But I think as we work together as a team, the first thing that stands out to me is, Larry, tell me about the 401k. Are you still with that firm? Are they still contributing and matching, say, 50% of your contributions? Or is it from another company that you had before that you worked at?
It was another company I had before that I worked at.
So if you worked
at the company. And then I have some other, like, old SEP IRAs and stuff like that, too, from the past.
So for the IRAs of the past, we'll approach that in a second, but with the 401k, if you're no longer with the firm, you could roll that over into what's called a self-directed IRA. And since you're no longer with that firm, it meets the rules to where you could roll that into a self-directed IRA, and then you could use that for purchasing real estate. And we have a lot of clients that have done that and have gone from, you know, earning almost nothing for the last 10 years or even negative growth or maybe 5 or 6 positive percent to earning, you know, anywhere between 17% if they paid cash for the property, up to 35-40% if they were able to use it with, in combination with a self-directed IRA loan. So a self-directed IRA is something that working with a financial professional, a rich life advisor like Bo, and sitting down with us at the same table, and we could kind of address some of that and maybe diversify some of that portfolio into some real estate producing some really strong returns.
Yeah, and Larry,
I think somewhere to leave your number before the show's over.
Oh, absolutely. And Larry, what I want to say to Jared's advice, I think he's exactly right, is you need to sit down with an independent financial advisor. And if you're working with a team like we do, you need to sit down with your team. And that's why I have Jared on the show, and Jared is a Rich Life real estate advisor, is you're not just getting somebody that helps you with mutual funds if that's all that they're doing. You're getting somebody that helps you with their overall picture in the portfolio and what you're really trying to accomplish and the goals you're really trying to accomplish. So, yeah, so and we can just tell you that right now. The number at the office to sit down and pull the team together, 770-249-7424. That's 770-249-7424. Larry, thanks so much for your question. I think you've helped a lot of people with that.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. So we've been talking, Jared. Thank you so much for bringing the real estate piece to this. So something that's been coming up a lot is this QE3, or this quantitative easing piece. And the Federal Reserve agreed to buy $40 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities to cut borrowing costs for home buyers and borrowers, and they pledged to keep the short-term rates low until mid-2015. So what we've been seeing in the short term here the last couple of weeks is the markets have spiked. They've reacted positively. But a lot of our economists we follow, they're worried about this being a very Band-Aid type of fix, very short-term fix. But that being said, there's a lot of concerns that this is not going to last. But knowing that we're in an environment of low interest rates, probably till mid to late 2015, how's that going to affect real estate and real estate investing?
Well, there's several things that this affects, both on a macro and a micro level. On a macro level, you're going to see some inflation, because anytime the Fed decides to just go out and print $40 billion, $40 billion a month hitting the market. Even if they go and flood it to buy U.S. housing bonds, it's still new money on the market, which drives the cost of the value of the dollar down significantly. So that means that the imports that we bring in are going to cost us more. It means the oil that we import at the pump are going to cost us more. And then what it also means is that the federal government ends up buying all these properties, and it takes so much inventory off the market, because now instead of the small local investor buying the properties, now instead it ends up being the government buying them and then selling them in blocks to huge conglomerates, hedge funds, REITs, and things like that. So it makes it a lot harder for the small investor.
Yeah, so we have this. So that's the reality. That's already happened. So we're looking at how that's going to affect us. But what does that mean? What do you see as kind of the state of the real estate market overall right now?
Well, inventory is down more than 50% from what it was last year. Prices are shooting up. The same houses that cost $35,000 only a quarter ago are selling for $40,000 to $45,000. So that's nearly a 29% increase even in a quarter. And so where you saw, you know, back in October, November, December, even January or February of this year, you could write an offer $5,000 below the list price and win it and be the only offer. Now instead, you end up competing against 10 offers, and you're having to write the offer for $5,000 above list price.
So it's shifting. So we got a lot more questions when we come back with Jared Garfield. We've been talking about real estate and this environment and this market. Does it make sense to invest in real estate? And what is it you need to know? Because here on the Rich Life Show and with our Rich Life Advisors, we're really big on making sure you have the information you need to make the best decisions possible. We'll be right back with more on the Rich Life Show.
Welcome to The Rich Life Show, the show designed to help you build long-term financial success, achieve peace of mind, and enjoy your life through community, family, and faith. Now, here's your host, Rich Life Advisor, Bo Henderson.
What a great show today. We've been talking about what it is that makes your life rich, had some great shares, and we started the conversation with Jared Garfield about investing in real estate in this environment. And again, I just appreciate all of you for sharing with us. And how can you share? If you want to share any of this, You can give us a call right here in the studio at 770-535-2911, 1-800-552-WDUN. You can go to Facebook, Rich Life Advisors. You can go to Twitter, Rich Life Advisor. Or if you just want to leave a question that we answer later, you can go to Ask Bo, that's askbeau.com. And we'll get to your questions. So we have a lot going on today, and I wanted to say, oh, speaking of using Facebook, I had Josh in Alaska write in. He's streaming live from Alaska. Couldn't wait to start the show and listen. So, Jared, your real estate advice is going all the way to Alaska. What do you think about that?
I think it's awfully cold in Alaska. So I hope the advice we give today will warm them up a little bit. But
very good. So that's great to see. So appreciate you listening, Josh. So we have Daryl on the line. And, Daryl, did you have a scenario? Daryl's in Alabama. Okay, so we have Daryl in Alabama. Again, we're just all over the place. It's great. I love that the rich life is everywhere. So, Daryl, did you have a scenario of what it is that makes your life rich, or a question for Jared on real estate?
Well, yeah, a couple of questions on the real estate side. You know, I'm always looking for great opportunities to let my money work for me. And certainly there's three or four things that I like to kind of figure out on the real estate investments that I'd like to do. Is there an ideal price range for purchasing homes right now? That would be one. And then another one is, how much should I expect to invest when I have to do rehab on homes? A lot of the homes, it seems that you get out there right now, are maybe foreclosures, and they need to have rehab work done. And then lastly, is there an ideal amount of rent that I should expect, you know, after I get all that work done?
Daryl, those are all three very good questions. From a price range standpoint, you want to stay below $45,000 typically if you want the highest returns. So a property, you don't want to invest. If you live in the Chattahoochee Country Club, we're not looking to buy rental properties in the Chattahoochee Country Club. But if you can go to Flowery Branch and get, for instance, here locally, get a nice property built in the 1990s, a split level for, say, $45,000 that rents out for $1,000 a month, that's going to be an unbelievable return. As far as the rental income that you're looking for, typically we like to follow a 2% rule, which means if you purchase the property for $50,000, you want it to rent for at least $1,000 a month. If you can do that, typically if you pay all cash, you'll be getting a 17% return or thereabouts. Or if you finance it, you may get as high as 34%. When it comes to rehab, we usually recommend that you don't do more than $12,000 to $15,000 in rehab. And that's if you're looking to buy and hold. If you're flipping, you can do a little bit more. If you're in an area like Alpharetta or Roswell and you're putting in granite countertops. But if you're buying to hold, anywhere between $8,000 to $12,000, because if you get up to $15,000 or $20,000 in rehab, that's half the price of purchasing another home. So you're better off to buy something that needs a little less rehab.
Very good.
That's great information. That will help a lot.
Well, good. So, Daryl, if that answers your question, I'm still going to ask you, what in your life makes your life rich?
You know, I would say what makes my life the most rich for me is my family. You know, I've got a beautiful wife of 22 years and, you know, three children who I love. And you know, they make my wife and my life and myself very happy. And then, of course, you know, I wouldn't be nearly as happy as I am without my church community and the strength that they give to me as well.
Well, Daryl, I appreciate that, and it's a great point you made and shared on the show. Is, yeah, I'm all about us investing in some of these things, doing real estate, our portfolio, having the best financial plan in the world, but we got to take care of these things that truly make our lives rich. So I appreciate you sharing, Daryl.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, Jared, so this brings up a question for me. So everybody is aware of the fact that interest rates are really low, right? So what does this mean for real estate?
Well, because of the $40 billion the Fed's doing per month now, interest rates have dropped to 3.49% for a 30-year fixed mortgage, and for a 15% mortgage, 2.77%.
2.77.
Yeah, that's ridiculously low. And the thing I like about that, Bo, is, you know, you talk a lot about in the Rich Life book about stewardship. And, you know, obviously one of the things with stewardship is if you are at a 5% or higher interest rate, it's worth sitting down with a mortgage broker and possibly considering refinancing. If you can maybe go from a 5% 30-year mortgage to a 2.77% 15-year mortgage, your payment may only go up $100 a month, but you'll have your mortgage paid off in half the time.
So, yeah, you're keeping your outflow about the same, but really decreasing that interest you're paying over time.
Yeah, absolutely. On a 30-year mortgage, $150,000 home at 3.49% is only $866 a month. You can't rent an apartment in Hall County for $866 a month, I don't think. That's three bedrooms and two baths.
So the good thing is we're in an environment. It's not great if you're trying to save and use traditional, you know, savings account CDs to save, but it's very good if you're borrowing money. So we got more questions. And Jared, I know there's cycles in real estate markets, and I want to talk about that when we come back. Appreciate everybody for sharing. We'll be right back on The Rich Life Show. Having a great time today. We've getting a lot of shares about what it is that makes your life rich. We've been talking about the very important topic of real estate and where that is now. And I get a lot of questions every week. Is this a good time to invest in real estate? Is it a good investment? Should I diversify my portfolio into real estate? And I brought a guy in here that knows more about investment real estate than anybody out there, and that's Jared Garfield. And we've been talking about that. So if you have questions about real estate, or it could even be real estate you have already invested in that might not be going the way you want to, or that you have interest in investing in the future, or if you just want to share, always I'm open. If you just want to share what it is that makes your life rich, give us a call. When you share, it blesses us and it helps a lot of other people right here in North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. That's 770-535-2911, 1-800-552-9386. So, Jared, we went to the break and I brought up that I know there's cycles that we go through in real estate. It's almost like a business cycle, but real estate has its own cycle. So where are we right now when it comes to real estate?
Well, just like the stock market has bear markets and bull markets, there's a thing in real estate that we call the Garrison cycle, and it starts out with expansion. That would be back when off of Spout Springs Road, you saw the new Home Depot and Staples go in, and the new Publix, and the old Totopote, whatever, little gas station that was there on the corner got torn down, and they put in the Publix. That was expansion.
Okay.
New schools are being built. Then you get an equilibrium. They built up enough houses that they aren't quite selling as quickly, and the demand isn't quite as great as what's being built, and then decline, followed by what we're in now, which is called an absorption cycle.
Very good. So expansion, absorption.
Yeah, expansion, equilibrium, decline, absorption. So it goes from expansion down to absorption.
Very good. Okay, so we already have a question from Raymond and Lula. So, Raymond, you're listening to The Rich Life Show. Did you have a real estate question for Jared, or just want to share with us what makes your life rich?
I just want to share with you what makes my life rich.
Love to hear it.
It'd be my fiance. We've been together about 11 years and decided to go ahead and do the deal, but she's what's made my life rich for the last 11 years, and she's a very special person. And she's also an entrepreneur in Gainesville. She started a business in 2001 and has been successful. And she's just a really, really great person. She opened a nail salon in 2001 and on the square. And I think she's moved down the street now off of West Avenue. But not only does she do that, I mean, she's got people that she does house calls. She got people that can't come and see her, she'll go see them.
Oh wow. What a nice niche.
Well, she drives to Athens every other week to see one person that's been coming to her for a long time. Now the little old lady can't see to drive. So she drives to her house every other week. She also goes to a nursing home in Gainesville every other week. To, you know, I mean, clip toenails. I mean,
right.
Don't pay a lot, but that ain't why she does it. She's
right.
She's just an awesome person, and I'd like to throw that out there. And
well, Raymond, what's her name?
And I wanted to make her feel special. Barbara Miller.
Barbara.
Well, natural nails off of West Avenue and behind the Hamilton Bank. She's been in business here in Gainesville, like I said, since 2001, and I'm sure if there's anybody out there listening, they know who I'm talking about.
Well, Barbara, I got to tell you something. If you listen to this or listen to a recording of this, which Raymond, you can get, I got to tell you right now, from what I've heard from Raymond, you're doing some work out there that's blessing a lot of people, and you make Raymond's life rich. So I appreciate what you're doing. Raymond, I appreciate you sharing.
Well, I've always said she was an angel sent from heaven. There's a lot of people say the same thing.
There we go. So appreciate it, Raymond. And we, you know, we talk a lot about that. We've talked about businesses and we talked about a lot of things today, but Raymond brought it up. Sometimes, you know, everything can come and go. Everything we own can really come and go, and it does. But those strong relationships and those meaningful relationships, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So get back to our conversation about real estate. Jared, so we talked about the cycles. So for our listeners listening, they're like, okay, yeah, maybe I have some money in CDs or some money in an old IRA out there, and I would like to maybe have a conversation about, would that portion of my portfolio be the right fit for real estate? So where do, how does this affect us where we are right now?
Well, I think because the government's restricting the inventory, it's an election year. Whether you're a Republican in office or a Democrat in office, you're going to hold back the foreclosure inventory. Because remember, the government controls Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, HUD, VA foreclosures, and even the U.S. Rural Development Authority is in housing. So the inventory is restricted back, and that means that things are shooting through the roof, and the inventory is down. So right now what you want to look at is how many days on market are the houses sitting? They're off the market literally within a day or two. What percentage of the listing price are they selling for? Often it's $3,000 and $4,000 above list price, which is a change. We've become a seller's market. So you've got to take a look at that and look at the house and say, how does this compare to what I could buy 5 months ago, and make sure that you get in before the opportunity is gone. And, you know, but what it really means, bottom line, is that for $50,000, you can put a $15,000 down payment down, get a loan for 25%, and you'll put $5,400 a year in your pocket after taxes, insurance, and property management, which equals a 36% return on your money.
So 36% return. And again, we talk about, I know that sounds great, and for some people that sounds too good to be true, but, you know, we're not talking about a 36% return on your portfolio, but we're talking about a portion of your portfolio that will increase the overall portfolio return. So what if we can take it from, what, 0.01%, which some people are getting in savings accounts, and take a portion of that and raise it up to maybe 8 or 9% by diversifying in some of these different areas that we can help with.
Absolutely. And there's some tax advantages as well. And that's why I always recommend, Bo, I love it when we get the chance to sit down with your clients face to face, you know, in the boardroom, and to kind of be their personal board of directors. Because when we have the CPA working to tell them the tax advantages of real estate strategies, and to be able to tell them, you know, how some of the moves they're making with you on their paper assets, when you've got your insurance advisors and everybody there all at the same table, we can come up with a much better strategy.
Perfect. Yeah, and Jared brings up a good point. What I found, and why we're so big on bringing together a rich life team when it comes to your money, is how many times is it are you dealing with different advice from your attorney, accountant, financial planner, real estate guy? We're here to solve that. We got more when we come back on the Rich Life Show. We spent the day talking about what it is that makes your life rich. Had some great shares, everything from business to relationships to faith. And, you know, we talked about real estate with our expert, our Rich Life real estate expert, Jared Garfield. And a point that keeps coming up is, what do I do? How do I do it? When I have, you know, if I have an accountant, an attorney, a financial advisor, a real estate guy, all asking that I'm seeking advice from, how do I make it all make sense? And what I say is you work with a team that works together on your behalf and gives you the best advice possible in the comprehensive plan. So if you have questions or just want to review what's going on or have questions about this real estate, you can go to www.richlifefinancial.com. That's www.richlifefinancial.com. And you can fill that out and put in your question, and whatever your question is, whoever on the team you need, we'll pull them together for you. Or if you want to talk to me, you can go over this offline. You can call 770-249-7424. That's 770-249-7424. So, Jared, we've been talking about this real estate. So where do we go next with this real estate investment?
Well, I mean, it depends a little bit on your portfolio. I mean, we really need to sit down and look at what your portfolio is, how it's performing, and whether what you're doing now is fine. Or if you want real estate, we need to understand where it fits in with the rest of your portfolio. So give me an example, Bo.
Give you an example? So, okay, so if I have a client that has $300,000 between 401k, CDs, old IRAs, and they're listening to this show, and they say, hey, maybe there's something to this real estate investment to diversify. What could they do?
Well, if they had, say, $300,000 or $400,000 in an IRA or old 401k or CDs or just sitting in a bank account, I've seen that happen before. They could diversify, say, 20% of that, and with $135,000, the bank will let you get about 9 loans on $50,000 properties, and that's going to end up putting about $48,000 a year in your pocket.
Very good, excellent. So we could diversify, and I love that you brought that up, Jared. So as a real estate guy, you're not saying put 100% of everything you have into real estate. You're saying, hey, maybe 20% of that, pulling that off, makes sense and diversifies your portfolio, but increases your overall return in this environment to where we're looking for returns and safe returns. I had a lady a couple weeks ago come in with $800,000 that her CDs were only paying 0.65%. So what we're looking at is we're not betting at all, because that's where people got in trouble around 2007, 2008 in real estate. We're saying maybe a portion of that makes sense to increase your overall return.
Yeah, we just want to do a portion of it. We want to remember that these homes that you're investing in at $50,000, fully rehabbed with tenants already in place at that price, they last sold for around $150,000. So you're buying them at a 66% discount. And so if you can diversify a portion of your portfolio and get the tax advantages that it allows, and there's some really strong things. You get the appreciation, and the tenant's buying it off, paying it off for you.
Well, Jared, so listeners, of course, you can go to richlifefinancial.com. And let me know. You can call 770-249-7424. That's 770-249-7424, and have access to any of our advisors. But Jared, if they want to check out the website or look at any of the deals you've been working on, how do they get in touch with you?
You can call me directly on my cell phone at 404-718-9126.
Very good. So, Jared, appreciate it. Really good, really big topic, talking about the real estate and how it fits into this overall picture and portfolio. So I hope you'll come back in the future and share with us, because I know this is a constantly evolving and changing part of our overall deal when it comes to investing.
It is, and we love being teamed up with the Rich Life team.
All right, we'll see you next week with a whole lot more on the Rich Life Show.
This is the Rich Life Show, where you're the asset on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.